This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, happy 4th of July weekend. It's a great, great time to be American. You know, I hear people all the time rip on our country, say our country stinks, they are not going to celebrate our birthday this year. Honestly, guys, visit other countries first. Before you make a judgment, I get our country still has a lot of fixing to do. But if you've been around the world and you've seen some of these other countries, you just learn how good or how much better, I should say, we have it. Still have a lot of fixing to do. There is no doubt. But it is okay to celebrate 4th of July. Nobody's going to accuse you of being one party or another, political party. Just for the love of God, we're all Americans. Can we kind of unite on this weekend? While we're uniting, though, and we're getting the neighbors around, we're getting the families together, we're running and getting some fireworks and doing our own little firework shows, for the love of God, don't be stupid. This is one of the most dangerous times of year because people do stupid. And fireworks, unfortunately, cause thousands upon thousands of injuries, hospitalizations, blindness, fires, even death. And that's not how we're supposed to be celebrating our country. So, people always ask, who was it that gets credit for fireworks? Everybody wants to credit Benjamin Franklin. I'm not exactly sure why. People are still grumpy about him and daylight savings time. But I was told that its origins come from China. So back in 200 BC, they would roast, according to history.com, in China they would roast bamboo, and bamboo would explode with a bang because of the little air pockets, and they would do that to ward off evil spirits. So for those of you that have any in-laws coming over, you might want to heat up some bamboo. And then at some point between 600 and 900 AD, Chinese chemists wanted to, I guess, make this a little bit more of an elixir to help allow immortality. Put some saltpeter in there. Now, saltpeter is what we use to make ourselves less randy, shall I say. Potassium nitrate. It was a common kitchen seasoning, but we use it also to, where we use it for our military to make them less amorous. They mixed it with charcoal, sulfur, and then a kind of a gunpowder. Then they would see that it would make a blast. There would be colors. And so we believe that the first fireworks were born in China. Now, John Adams, if you want to credit an American, on July 3rd, 1776, John Adams sent a letter to his wife. So you know how we have been criticized for texting our husbands, right, or texting our spouses. That's not very lovey-dovey. John Adams would write letters and use the U.S. Postal Service for his wife. And he recommended that there would be illuminations to suggest Independence Day. And then, in 1777, Philadelphia, I believe, was the first to use fireworks in their parade. So, where are fireworks illegal and legal? I have an article that has a list of states. Massachusetts is apparently the only state right now that bans any individual for owning or setting off fireworks. In other states, there's a lot of variability. So there's a site, let me give that to you guys. It's the Oh, there's a site, there's a link. The problem is if I hit the link, then I get out of my, it's the Consumer Product Safety Commission. You can click on your state and see what is allowed in terms of fireworks. And then they give the, you know, the rules. I think Roman candles are illegal. Most states, they won't allow that. Some states you could do party poppers and sparklers and wheel and ground spinners. Illegal fireworks are usually the rockets, the Roman candles, the wire and wooden sparklers, the projectile fireworks, and those that are using arsenic, phosphorus, thiocyanate, and gunpowder. So what are we talking about in terms of injuries? So in terms of the National Fire Protection Agency, I believe we had 12,264 fires in 2021 from fireworks, 2,082 structure fires, 316 vehicle fires, 9,800 outside and other fires. They caused 29 civilian injuries and $59 million in direct property damage. Now, in 2021, though, so that was from the fires. In terms of fireworks, in 2021, there were 11,500 people that had to go to the ER for firework injuries. Now, we'll talk about burns and how to treat burns, but any sort of burn that happens to your hands, to your face, to your genitals, to your feet, and then to any large surfaces of the body or that blister. We used to call it first degree, second degree, third degree. Now we have first degree. Now we have superficial, partial thickness, full thickness. So these burns, don't be trying to treat them yourself and trying to find an aloe vera plant. Get yourself to the hospital so they can do burn care. Apparently, kids under 15 years of age accounted for most, or accounted for at least a quarter of these injuries. And so the most common body parts are the eyes that get hurt, obviously hands and fingers, heads, and face, trunk, legs. So and what's interesting is sparklers appear to be the ones that cause a lot of the injuries, because when you watch a fireworks show, you're away from it all. But the coolest thing that people do with their kids is they sit outside with their neighbors and then they light the sparklers. So there's a lot more access to those. So for fireworks safety, make sure you always have pails of water. Make sure you don't use illegal fireworks. Never relight a firework. Don't carry them in your pocket. And have bystanders stand as far away as possible. Or just don't do it. Just watch a show. 1-877-DOCTOR. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And again, big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, I've had family members that have been flying and friends, some of them sleeping at the airport. One, she's my age, was sleeping on the ground overnight. They didn't even have enough cots. This is a mess. And she posted a picture. She was smiling and she was in a good mood and happy. But have you ever tried to lie down flat on a dirty airport concrete, obviously non-carpeted floor, and then slept on it or tried to sleep in a noisy airport so that you could jump on a flight hopefully 5 or 8 hours later? Just miserable. And so there have been storms that have been adding to the chaos, hail, tornadoes, but many experts are saying it's more than this. We just have a lot of problems right now within the Department of Transportation. So in terms of people trying to get out of Dodge or come back before the four-day weekend's over, right now we're at about 1,300 delays into and out of the U.S. and 655 cancellations. So we're at about the 2,000 mark. Yesterday, just to put into perspective, we were at the 9,000 mark with 7,700 delays, 1,300 cancellations. On Saturday, we were at the 9,000 mark as well, 7,900 delays, about 1,000 cancellations. Friday, which would have been one of the bigger days to fly, 8,800 delays, 1,500 cancellations. So I am a little bit nervous more about tomorrow. I've always traveled during 4th of July week, and the reason why is in a medical office, that was kind of the best time to travel because you couldn't really travel around Christmas time because people are sick. And I rarely took off on Christmas, rarely. And also, I just always covered for my friends who had to take off. And I'm like, look, as long as I could get off New Year's Day or as long as I could get off, you know, when I need to for a conference, I'll cover Christmas. It was easy. Or we'll swap out Thanksgiving and that. But for those of us in medicine, the hottest time of the year, even though there's a lot of medical issues that could happen, such as firework burns and heat illness and all that, was the best time to travel. So I used to always travel. And I would, and here's a little bit of advice for firework shows if you guys want. So we went to South Carolina to see my husband's family who was, I guess, had a little vacation rental there. And we always flew back on the 4th. Or, well, just whenever we travel, we would fly back on the 4th because I had to work on the 5th. It would just be a mess if you didn't get back and after a four-day weekend. And so we land, and it's about 9 p.m., and people are running. And how we do it whenever we land is my husband stays with the baggage claim, and I go and get the car if we don't Uber. And then I get the car from the parking lot, and then I pick them up because hopefully by then they got the baggage claim. Well, everybody's running. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you know, is there a shooter? What's going on? And they say fireworks. And I look at my watch and I go, oh my gosh, it's almost 9 o'clock. So in Las Vegas, Nevada, you could see the fireworks on the strip at about 9 p.m. There's the fireworks show at 9 p.m. Unless it's windy, unless there's storms, usually we get a really good fireworks show. So I tell my husband, sorry, you're on your own with the bags. I want to see the fireworks. Just go, come up to the parking lot. And the secret wasn't out. Now the secret's out, and I think the parking lots are full. But because we were already there with the car for a few days, we went over to the side, and we got to see just the closest view to the strip that you could, high up, because you're a few stories up in the parking garage, and we saw the most amazing fireworks show. So what I do every year now since then is I actually go to the airport for my fireworks. And I'll pay whatever to get into the parking lot, and you have almost a front row seat to the fireworks on the strip without having to be on the strip and not being able to go pee and whatever. So that's what I'm doing tomorrow. Now, the secret's already out. You already see photographers and families and, you know, people bringing music and lawn chairs. And my guess is eventually Harry Reid Airport. Yeah, when it was McCarran, it was all cool. But Harry Reid Airport, they might kind of crack down and say, sorry, guys. But for now, it's fantastic. And it's so that's what we do. This time of year, it's unfortunately a very, very big holiday season. And we are seeing some interesting weather. Now, for those of you who just logged on to FlightAware, you will see that the delays went down to zero. They're updating. There are no zero delays. It's actually, they just wiped that number out and we're waiting for the new number. But I am hoping, oh, that's for tomorrow. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, there was a little bit of a number down. Okay, so we're still at about 2,000. The problem we have is we don't want anybody sleeping on the floor in an airport. We don't want people without their medications. We don't want people without a bed. Sadly, there's bad weather, and we have people who are in their homes suffering. There's about 15 states that are under some severe sort of weather in the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic to the Southeast. Road traffic also. For those of you saying, you know what, I'm good, I'm going to be in my car. We're hearing that there are a lot of delays at charging stations or getting into Yosemite. Apparently, I think Yosemite stopped the reservation rule, so you didn't have to get a reservation to go into the park. Cars were lined up for miles. So we have a lot of individuals driving. They're going to want to get home. Please be careful. It's going to be a little scary as people are rushing. They get frustrated. They may not, because they're exhausted and they're hot and they're late, they might not be necessarily as acute in their thinking and make sure that they're following all the safety rules. And so, unfortunately, we see a lot of car accidents as well. They say more than 50 million people are expected to make a trip of 50 miles or more this holiday weekend. Now, I saw one statistic saying more than 50 million people are going to be driving more than 50 miles. And I'm like, more than 50 miles. Okay, Mike, in Vegas, I could easily put 50 miles on in a day or two. So even locals are driving a lot. But in terms of going to another area, we have a lot more electric cars on the road. Electric cars need to charge. And for those individuals who think that their range will cover them, please anticipate you being stuck in traffic and have a plan. So I know a lot of individuals are saying they're not going to take their electric vehicle. They're going to use their fuel vehicle. Keep in mind, you still do use fuel, but I think I would still be a little nervous doing a long trip at all. I live near Los Angeles. We live about, I think, 250 miles away from Los Angeles. Even though there are charging stations available in some of the cities, there's not a lot of cities from between here and Victorville. So you need to ensure that you got a good charge. So in terms of our celebration and our barbecue, we've talked about heat illness on the show. We've talked about drownings. We've talked about fireworks safety. I just want to say, God bless America. Celebrating our independence is a gift. Us being able to be here in 2023, not at war, even though there's a lot of skirmishes going on, but knowing that we could go to bed at night without somebody coming overhead and bombing us, we are very, very grateful for where we are. We still have a lot of work to do. But I really don't want to hear anybody bag on our country. Other countries are doing that for us. The last thing we need is for us to implode. What's going on in France is frightening, and it's a shame. There's a lot that they are grappling with as well after the teenager was shot. So just be safe out there. Enjoy it. Enjoy family. Independence Day reminds us that we have things that a lot of other people don't, and to be grateful. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Many Americans are commemorating the United States' independence with parties and parades. Pennsylvania Democratic Governor Josh Shapiro is marking Independence Day in the Keystone State.
There is no better place to celebrate the 4th of July than right here in Philadelphia, in front of Independence Hall. 247 years ago today, American democracy was born in this building.
This comes one day after five people were killed and two were injured in a shooting in Philadelphia. Two people have been taken into custody. 2024 Republican presidential candidates are hitting the campaign trail this Independence Day. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and South Carolina Senator Tim Scott both attending parades in New Hampshire. Tim Berg, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Show 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of you had asked about how we have gender dysphoria rising, that numbers have been now reported that 20% of Gen Z are identifying a part of the LGBTQ community, and how more younger adults are questioning their sex, their gender. And one of you had asked, how does the Supreme Court ruling then affect that, as we have such a large population? Are they going to be refused places where they could go and get business? So, okay, I'm no legal expert, But what I'm under the impression of what happened with the Supreme Court and that wedding website designer is where the wedding website designer still works with the LGBTQ community. She just isn't herself making the actual websites for LGBTQ couples. She's not kicking anybody out of the store, refusing service, but she had refused based on religious grounds to make something that was artistic. And I guess that's how First Amendment rights protected her, freedom of speech in terms of creating something. Artists, photographers, videographers, writers can refuse to offer what the court called expressive services if doing so would be contrary to their beliefs. So as I said before, if there is a restaurant that doesn't have pork because they're Jewish or Muslim, or they can't kick you out of their restaurant, they just won't have pork. And so the Supreme Court, the Constitution protects if a restaurant doesn't want to offer something, they don't necessarily have to offer a particular food if it goes against. And so those people who want pork won't go there. Those people who don't care will go. But one thing I want to correct people with is because somebody has gender dysphoria doesn't mean they're LGBTQ in terms of, or it doesn't mean necessarily they are homosexual or wanting same-sex relationships. We're really grappling with a lot of the definitions, and I hear mistakes made all the time, even by the media. And as I've said before, as a physician, you know, seeing patients and seeing more, I am seeing more. But I am also seeing some waver and go, you know, I'm going to be a girl or I'm going to be a boy. I'm not seeing a lot of permanence right now. And again, this is going so fast. This whole gender dysphoria has always existed. But in terms of the numbers and in terms of people feeling it is now okay to question their gender, yes, we are going to have many more kids question if they're a boy or girl, especially as schools are asking them, are you a boy or girl? And what are your pronouns? Now, that is a lot of pressure to put on child. I mean, before it's hard enough to figure out math and, you know, where to put your peanut butter jelly sandwich and your fire drills. And now some kids are a little nervous about, well, am I going to be, you know, in trouble with the other kids? Am I going to, what do I say? And yeah, so that we have to, I think take a deep breath and really evaluate what we're doing and identify what is true gender dysphoria and what is not, because we don't want to hurt those that are truly gender dysphoric. And, you know, having extended family member that is transgender, it is a very, very heavy toll on them, mentally, emotionally, thinking they're in the wrong body, and then deciding what to do, and the permanence of what their decisions could be. It is very, very heavy. And even though we have true gender dysphoric patients and people, I should say, out there, those that are, you know what? I don't want to be a girl. You know, I don't want to be a guy. I'm going to be, you know, it's not a decision you take lightly. Now, how society can modify is, all right, we're not really using the term boy, girl. So you don't necessarily have to go through all the surgery, go through all that to, you know, if you feel like you want to identify as a girl or a guy, nobody's going to necessarily call you that anymore. So you don't necessarily have to go through the surgery and the years of change. But we have individuals that want to. They were a small part of the population. That population is growing. We have to, before we move forward, make sure medically and psychologically we give everybody all the true evidence. And we're seeing in Europe them recommending more studies be done. because much of the depression and anxiety individuals who feel gender dysphoric have are not necessarily getting corrected, if not possibly worsened, by some of their transition. Now, a true gender dysphoric patient, we may see improvement. And this is why, you know, many parents are being told you don't want a dead son or dead daughter. Let them do this. But it's on us. It's on the parents. It's on us physicians, counselors, nurses, schools, to make sure that we are identifying what exactly that child needs. Oftentimes, I see couples fight. And the couples start to take it out on each other. And I have to ask, what is it that you're actually unhappy about? Are you unhappy that your wife canceled the Netflix? Or did something happen at work? Is it that you hate your job? Is it that, what is, because often many people will not project their anger on their boss or on their, but they'll come home. You know, is your kid really that bad a kid? Does your kid really need to be spanked? Or are you mad because you had a bad day? And so I hate the fact that we're actually hurting those with gender dysphoria by allowing that definition and that diagnosis to be so liberally wielded. And then what's going to happen is, as we do have kids go back and forth saying, I don't think I want to be a boy anymore. Or, no, I don't want to be a girl. I want to be a boy again. When you do have a true gender dysphoric person, they're going to be ignored, or they're going to be, I can't think of the word where you just kind of blow them off. And that's not what we want. We're also going to be diluting the money. There's this big push that government funds should be paying for all these transitionings. If a lot of that is going to individuals who maybe aren't truly gender dysphoric, what happens to those who are? So as a doctor, I can tell you right now, there is a definition, there is a diagnosis, there are individuals out there that truly have it, but I think we also have a lot of individuals who say, yeah, you know what, I think maybe, you know, I am. And as I told you, kids will grapple with their identity. I know Jews and Catholics and Muslims and LDS that have gone back and forth with their religion. I've had people go back and forth with their race. Some people of mixed race, they'll identify as one side or they'll identify as another. And that's okay. It's okay for that to be fluid. But it's not okay to do anything permanent to somebody who can't understand what the ramifications could be. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DALLY, 1-877-DOCTORDALLY. I like that song, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Now, that's kind of what the students are right now. Should I pay or should I go? A lot of students are thinking of themselves, okay, what exactly should I be doing right now? Many have reached out, especially the ones that have almost $500,000 in debt. Like, whether this $10,000 thing goes through or not, the new repayment on-ramp plan, I think I'm just going to start paying back my loans. You have other individuals who are within that $10,000. Mind you, $10,000 is a lot of money. $20,000 if you also got a Pell Grant. That's some good change to be able to capture if you don't necessarily have to pay it. And I get it. If I was a student right now, after the Supreme Court decision and the back and forth, I would be thinking, I just don't want to be the person that paid. I don't want to be one of the individuals that paid off their student loans right before it could have been written off. And so you have a lot of individuals thinking to themselves, maybe I'm going to sit this out. And the Biden administration has come up with a plan. This is according to the White House, and I don't know if you heard his press release on Friday, where they took two steps aimed at providing debt relief, and the Secretary of Education initiated a rulemaking process aimed at opening an alternative path to debt relief. So they are going to be looking at another way using the Secretary's authority under the Higher Education Act. And then they're also going to be coming up with a new repayment plan. So borrowers could be able to maybe do this alternative plan, which might minimize their amount of payments, their amount of interest. But the big thing that Biden had said he was going to do was the department was instituting a 12-month on-ramp to repayment starting from October 1, 2023, to September 30, 2024, so financially vulnerable borrowers who miss monthly payments during the period are not considered delinquent. They will not be reported to credit bureaus, placed in default, or referred to debt collection agencies. And so, I'm no economist, okay? I'm only a physician that had student loans herself. And I watch this. Apparently there's going to be a big fight. They are fighting. They're going to fight the GOP. The Biden administration is going to fight the Supreme Court. Wouldn't it be just easier and quicker if we really want to address the student debt? Wouldn't it be just quicker to ask the colleges to put the kids in debt to then pay the $10,000 back? I think that would be quicker. Rather than this 12-month on-ramp and all this pre-Civil War type rhetoric where they're going to go to war with the GOP. The GOP, the Supreme Court didn't charge the students. The Supreme Court of the GOP did not get the money that the students paid or the student loan. The colleges did. And I'm not going against colleges. I'm very grateful to colleges for training me. And they did deserve some of the money I paid. I think some things were overpriced. I thought some of the dues that went up and the charges were exorbitant. But, you know, I waited tables, I worked, and I was able to minimize the amount of student loans I had to pay. But it seems to me that we are going to be entering a multi-year process. And for here on out, in every debate or primary, bringing up student loan debt relief. And it is going to be such a source of drama and contention and divide, that wouldn't it be just quicker to just go, hey guys, colleges, you could solve this in a second. All this money. Now, I'm not saying a college should not have to, if they provided a service, they should not have to give all the money back. But if we're talking about $10,000 and we're talking about how these students have been very unfairly charged and are unfairly burdened, why aren't we talking to the people that burdened them? That's what bothers me about what's going on with this in politics. Because if anybody really cared about the students, and they really, really cared, they would then go to the source. But everybody wants to go after the Supreme Court or go after one political party. It's not Congress's job to get people out of contracts that they get into. When we start to bring up mortgage relief and car, electric car loan payment relief, that's not Congress's job. That is between the person and the car companies. So later on, we are going to be probably debating how much money we should be written off people's loans for electric cars. Then why are electric cars 50 grand a pop? Yeah, it just blows my mind that people want to go to war, figuratively, with individuals that really had nothing to do with the situation we're in. And I feel for the students. Not the ones who decided to, rather than get multiple roommates and work during college, but go and get their own house and go to a fancier school. If they racked up more student loan debt, that's on them. But for those individuals that were just trying to get a degree, because it was promised that if you get a degree, you would be able to be guaranteed a job. I feel for them. And I feel for them for this back and forth of, hey guys, we're going to write off your student loans if you vote for us. So they voted. Student loans still aren't paid off. And then how do they move forward with any sort of financial contract? A contract used to be a contract. It didn't break unless both parties agreed. So what are we teaching the average? I mean, remember, these are people that go into college, so they know what a contract is. They know what a lien is. They know what agreements are. They know with their credit card, if you borrow something, you're going to have to pay it back with interest. If you want somebody to help you buy something that you want now, they're not stupid. These are college students. They know. But now we're starting to question how we do things. The eviction moratorium. We came up with some sort of a system, God knows why, that everybody had to stop working. Well, not everybody, but non-essential had to stop working. Well, if you're not working, you're not going to be able to pay your rent. So we'll also come up with a system where you can't get kicked out of your apartment. Landlords were like, well, how do I pay the bank? The bank still wants their money. What do I do? You guys will handle it. You're rich. Not entirely. So we're starting to have a population that's like, okay, so I don't always have to pay my rent. I don't have to pay my student loans. Maybe a contract doesn't mean anything anymore. That's not where it's so before, I'm just saying, before we go years into this fight, maybe it's quicker if this is what everybody wants. To just go to the college is mistaken. You wipe off the $10,000 so we can now move on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.